You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I speak to Labor's Jan Tinetti about the backlash from educators towards a government proposal to cut free lunches in schools. I also ask about last week's International Women's Day and what more needs to be done for women in Aotearoa and overseas. Do you support the school leaders who have come out in support of retaining school lunches?
100% I do. I had so many of them contact me over the last week saying that it's just something that has to be kept in this country because it's making such a difference to the young people. There's been so much support coming out. And we put a petition up last Wednesday, I think it went live, about 10 o'clock in the morning, and already there's been well over 40,000 people who have signed that petition. But just some of the stories that I've heard from principals who tell me that, you know, they've seen young people that are invested in their learning and they're engaged in their learning and it's making such a difference to their well-being, and they just can't fathom that now that they've seen the difference that it makes to those young people, that anyone would even think about taking that away. It is something, feeding our kids is just something that's a no-brainer. You know, you can't measure giving children enough to eat and making certain they're in that good space to learn.
Is this the majority public opinion?
I believe it is. You know, I have had so much outpouring in the last week, and just hearing people say about how fantastic this is, of course there's going to be some detractors, but I challenge those people that they haven't seen what it's like to be with kids that are a position that they're hungry. You know, I taught or principal of Desal 1 school for 11 years. I know what it's like when kids come to school and they're hungry. I know what it's like as a school to have to work with those young people to give them the very best, to be able to even begin to learn, to be able to begin to even think about being at school. You know, it takes that pressure off schools, but the big thing that it does is it makes certain that everybody's treated equally. None of those kids now have to feel shame because they've got no food. They don't have to put their hand up and say, hey, we haven't got any food in our household anymore. That's terrible for kids. This program makes sure that they're all of an equal footing, they're all able to be in that position to be able to learn.
Do you think the backlash will make a difference in the government's decision?
I really hope so. I really think that the government has had blinkers on in this particular case. They haven't realised just what a difference that it does make. They've listened to anecdotal stories that say there's so much waste in this program. Well, I've been trying to get to the bottom of that because the waste has been reducing hugely over the time since the program started, and it's now down to about 6%. And actually, if you're a parent where you've got kids at school that don't have free lunches and they come home with their lunchbox, you're doing pretty well if they've got about 6% waste in their lunchbox. The government needs to realise what an amazing program this is for our young people.
Last week was International Women's Day, and it highlighted the voices of a lot of women calling for change. What are some of the challenges you think New Zealand women still face?
International Women's Day is my favourite day of the year. I just think it's an incredible day that recognises so much that's happened in the women's space and what needs to happen. You know, I was Minister for Women for 3 years, and I know that we were making some really good changes, but there is still so much more to do. One of the areas that we know, and I always said, there's something that we have to keep working on, is that gender pay gap. We need to make certain that we're bringing that down, and pay transparency was one of those areas that we had just announced that system, and I really hope that that continues because it will make a difference. But another big area that I think is a shame for our country is the amount of domestic and sexual violence that we have here, and those rates are just horrific. We need to bring that down. That is a gendered issue. It does affect all genders, but it's particularly a gendered issue in that women are really victims in that area more than what men are. We need to keep working on our solutions. Our strategy around that, Te Arere Kura, is a really good start. We need to ensure that that strategy is keeps getting put into place and also keeps getting resources.
One thing that was proposed in this space was something like consent law reform. Is that something you're still actively looking into?
For me, that's something that I think is absolutely crucial. We do need to look at that. We do need to look at the education that sits around that. That is something that I'm absolutely passionate about, that we keep those two together, that the law reform, but also the education that sits alongside it. Consent is one of the biggest discussions that we need to have as a country in this particular area.
Issues were also raised around equity, like property ownership and retirement savings, being substantially lower for women than men. Is this something you're working to change?
That's something that's always been top of my agenda when I was Minister for Women and now as spokesperson for Labor for Women. It's something that I keep at the top of my mind. You know, when I was Minister for Women, the first time that I had to voice what those that difference was by the time a woman got to retirement around their savings was horrific. You know, it's $900,000 less that a woman earns over a lifetime than a man. That's almost $1 million that we're talking about, and that's in equal jobs because they take longer in that time when they have their young people. They often will take jobs that will suit them a bit more to be able to care for their children, and so it puts them at this lower earning potential. We've got to do something around that. We've got to value a woman's pathway that they take over their lifetime, and that's something when I'm talking about pay transparency that I'm really, really passionate about. And of course that works towards property ownership as well.
Some activists have also said New Zealand needs to do more to support Palestinian women who are going without menstrual products or having C-sections without anaesthetic. Do you agree with this?
Look, I think that's a focus too, is around women throughout the world. They're not That one is particularly top of mind for us because it's right there and we see that. But there are also other areas that we need to look at. I've got friends that have been working to support over in Ukraine, and they say the same thing for Ukrainian women. We need to make certain that we are keeping the international focus there at the same time and supporting women around the world.
So what should we expect from the New Zealand government space? Does that mean calling for something like a ceasefire?
Absolutely. I mean, we've called for it in opposition, and I know that that's something that we keep putting that pressure on government as well. That is incredibly important.
That was Labor's Jan Tinetti on the support for free lunches in schools and International Women's Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.